Well, good morning, everyone. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us that we can have a salvation, a hope of salvation, if we choose it. But that's a choice we have to make, to accept what He's done for us. But it's a beautiful thing to come this morning and hear all the beautiful hymns that we just sang and see all the people that came out and got up early this morning and gathered together in such a way. We shouldn't take this, what we have here this morning, we shouldn't take it for granted. We may not always have this opportunity to gather freely like this. We don't know when that will come to an end, but there's probably a good possibility that some of us sitting in this room will see that time come where we are gathered like this will be prohibited. Some time ago, before I go here, isn't it amazing that we serve a living God who loves us very much? Even we are very, very needy people, but we often come up short. But He's always willing to forgive us if we repent. We have His promise wherever two or three are gathered in His name that He will be with us. So we have, by that promise, we know that He is here this morning, and praise Him for coming. And we thank Him for coming. The few thoughts that I've got here, I think I would become my mind to title it maybe Look Up. A while back in one of our half nights of prayer, we looked into Psalm 34. There are many beautiful psalms throughout the book of Psalms, but I don't want to hold one higher than another one, but Psalm 34 sort of caught my attention, and I've been keep going back to this one. There's 22 verses in Psalm 34. So for an opening this morning, I'd like to, if we could open up the book of Psalm 34, and I'd like to read the entire psalm. And then make a few comments on it later on. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him and delivereth them. O Lord, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. There's 22 verses here, and within these 22 verses, we have 10 promises from God. There's 10 promises that He made to us. Number 1, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them who fear Him and delivers them. Number two, there is no want to them who reverently fear Him. They who seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is close to those whose heart is broken, and saves those who have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of these who trust in him shall be desolate. And what I take from this here is David was in a really bad spot, and he was hurting, and he was crying out to God. Let's cry out to God all the time, even when things are good. Let's cry out to God and thank Him for the things that He does, and when everything's going well. Let's just not cry out. He wants us to cry out when we're in times of need also, but let's not just make that the only time that we desperately cry out to Him. Let's show Him reverence at all the time, even in, like I said, even in the good times. He knows our hearts, and He knows what we're desiring, He knows what we need. But He loves to hear us express it. He loves to hear us express it. And I just think that some of the things that David was facing here, he was fleeing for his life. His life was just all about to hunt him down and kill him. And but David gave a lot of praise to God. And David was talking about fear. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We have to have the proper fear of the Lord. But there are many fears that we shouldn't have, that we should fear. The fear of the Lord is the only fear that we should really have. So some of the fears are destructive if we have the wrong kinds of fear. Then the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him and delivereth them. It's interesting. There's many mentions of the angel of the Lord in the Bible. I'm not sure. I don't have it all. I don't understand all of it. But he's the one. The angel of the Lord is the one that conversed with Hagar. He prevented Abraham from sacrificing his son. He appeared to Moses in the burning bush. He confronted Balaam on his way to his attempt to curse Israel. He appeared to Gideon and to Samson's parents. He appeared to Elijah and strengthened him. And the angel of the Lord, and one night, he killed 185,000 Assyrians by single-handedly in one night. And another thought that came in one of these here, disobedience can bring fearful consequences, but the trust and obedience allows us to see the Lord's goodness. And the one verse, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it. So if we want to have a good life fearing the Lord, these things should characterize us. Our speech needs to be above reproach. We should be engaged in good, turning from evil and living in peace with God and one another. We should love each other and be kind to each other and be willing to take the low road, if you will. That's the term that comes to my heart. And the emphasis of doing good and being at peace with one another and with your neighbor isn't just an Old Testament concept. It's Peter 3:10-12 urges Christians to be engaged in peace with their neighbors. He urges us towards that activity so that we'll have a good testimony before the lost and therefore glorify God, our Savior. and I don't really have a whole lot more here. The righteous, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all, Him out of them all. Being righteous and having afflictions are not incompatible. These are things, the righteous are going to, we are going to have afflictions, but we have the promise from God that He will deliver us from them. He will see us through. But the wicked don't have that promise. They don't have the promise that they will be delivered from their afflictions. That's one thing that we have that the wicked don't. And that's one reason why the wicked hate the righteous. Okay, no, that's pretty much all I have on the psalm. That's kind of my heart. But I just have one little story here at the end. There's a couple of little facts here. If you put a buzzard in a pen that is 6 feet by 8 feet entirely open at the top, the bird, in spite of its ability to fly, will be an absolute prisoner. Because the reason is a turkey buzzard will run about 10 or 12 feet before he takes off. If he only has a 6 by 8 foot pen, he can't get a running start to fly. I think he could probably fly if he would try. But the top, it would be wide open on top, but he would be a prisoner in there. He would just die in that pen. He'd just walk around in that pen, he would just die. And an ordinary bat that flies around at night cannot take off from a level ground. They need to be hanging up on something above the ground, and they throw themselves and then they take off. So if you place him on a floor in that same pen, he would not be able to take off, and he could painfully crawl over to the fence and be able to climb up somehow, get elevated, then he can take off. Another thing that I found is a bumblebee, if dropped into an open tumbler, like a little glass jar, so he's put a bumblebee in a jar, he'll just crawl around in the bottom. The top is wide open. All he has to do is look up, and he can fly right out of there. But for some reason, he won't. He'll just go around circles and try to find a way through that glass. And just struggling, trying to get through the glass, and he will also die unless somebody takes him out of that jar. So let that not be us. If we have problems that we're struggling with, issues in life that we're struggling with, let's look up, and God is there to help us, and He wants to help us. And come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we have many, many promises that He wants to help us, and with all our burdens and our struggles, and life is real. We face things that are very difficult at times, and sometimes we run into things that we just don't see no way we're going to get through this intact. My Christian walk is over. But we give up too. We tend to want to give up too easily, too quickly. Let's never give up. Let's persevere and keep pressing on and endure to the end and receive that glorious crown that He has for us. The crown's not in the middle of the race. We have to finish the race. Whatever it is that we have to go through and whatever we have to face, let's remember, God is there to help us through. And if we just look up, everything we need to get through this challenging life comes from above. Everything we need comes from above. That would be all I have this morning. I just pray that someone could be blessed by these few thoughts. And God bless you all, and I really very much love you all. Really enjoy being here. God bless.